During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Highland Park Parade shooting that left an 8-year-old boy with a severed spinal cord. A tip from a hero citizen thwarted a mass shooting planned for July 4th celebrations at Richmond, Virginia, according to police. And a man lights fireworks on his head and it explodes into his skull, Texas police say. God bless America. This is True Crime Today.
This is True Crime Today.
Not only a tragedy for the family.
It's unfathomable.
Shot to death more than half a dozen times, likely with a shotgun by his own mother.
True Crime Today.
Say he then drove her body in her van about 5 miles away.
Police say she put her newborn in a trash bag and threw the baby over an upstairs banister.
A podcast that examines real stories in real time.
Disturbing.
He says she asked him to help her end her life.
True Crime Today starts now.
Indeed it does. Welcome to the program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts and leave us a review there on Apple Podcasts. We do greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate that. And share us on social media if you like the show and all of our updates that we try to give you throughout the week on breaking news and such. Just let your friends know. We appreciate that so much. It's Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Oh, Tony, I didn't know about that 8-year-old boy.
Yeah, that we just kind of got here at the last second. And
that breaks my heart.
The whole thing is just so incredibly
tragic and senseless. And I mean,
and preventable. And I'm going to say this, very fucking preventable. Had the parents who said, oh, well, you didn't see any fucking signs. Oh, you mean the fucking gunman that he drew on the side of your fucking garage wasn't a sign? Oh, you mean like the threats that he was making and the gun that he had you help fucking buy? That wasn't a fucking sign? I'm sorry. Dude, those are signs. You're a fucking idiot. And now you are going to be held accountable for being a fucking idiot.
And I don't think they'll hold him
I hope to God they do.
To the extent they did the parents of that other school shooter, because they bought the gun for him. He was underage. I think this guy was underage and his dad helped him get it, though. I'm not totally sure.
No. It was too much where it's like, no, there were tons of fucking signs. You didn't want to acknowledge them because you thought, you know, it's a phase or this or that. And
that said, like, I don't know, I don't have kids, but I do think that, you know, a lot of issues with kids, whether it's an eating disorder, it's drug use, it's all kinds of different things. I think that a lot of times as parents, they don't want to see it.
You're exactly right. You don't want to see it, but you have to see it. And, and that's how I parent. It's like, look, I don't want to see a lot of shit, right? But it's like, here's reality and here's what we're dealing with. And the more you can see reality as a parent, the better you can parent and guide that child, because you're not in fucking la-la land. And you can help your kids maybe be a little bit more in la-la land Well, you're in reality land and you're helping to cushion that fucking blow.
And, you know, if you catch an eating disorder right away, it's a whole lot easier than a year into it.
There's just a lot of ignorance out there.
Any issue like that. But, you know, there's so many things. Like, I had all the emotions just like everybody else. And there was this kind of weird feeling like, well, of course, you know, it happens all the time. And it's so sad that, I mean, we're all outraged and, you know, these people just went to a 4th of July party, you know, or parade, excuse me. And it just, it makes me so sad. But as a country, it seems like we're just accepting it. And then they did pass some legislation.
It's all fucking bullshit.
Do anything.
They passed legislation to say they passed legislation. It doesn't mean the legislation did anything. It's just like saying a car passed by.
And I've talked about this before. I don't care if people have a gun. That's up to whoever.
I'm not against that.
I just don't get. I was thinking about posting this on my Facebook page, but I don't know if I want to get through all the bullshit. But like, why do you actually need one of these high powered rifles other than for a mass shooting event? Like, what is it that you actually use it for? To show your buddies when they come over, look what I have? Like, because you can't go out and hunt deer with it. You can't shoot a deer that many times.
Here's a counter thought for you. And I never thought of this till I was here. And then there were starting to be a lot of crazy riots and a lot of unrest that was going on in our country a year or two ago. And I'm on a little piece of property kind of off by myself, and there's a long drive to get up to my house. And so that did go through my mind, and that was like, okay, well, that's where that would come in handy. If someone is trying to go at you from a distance, in that sort of situation, I get it.
But how many people are in your situation?
Not a lot. You're right. And then that's where it like needs to be looked at. Like, what's your purpose? Why do you, you know, and if it can be validated, I mean, we fucking have to like, we send people out to validate this and validate this on our property or something. If we're going to claim this or that, okay, claim it. And then we're going to send our, and you're going to pay $100 inspection fee or whatever the fuck you're going to pay for it. And if it validates the reason why you're saying you need this, cool, you get it. But
I don't even understand really why do you need that. There are other guns. If you saw somebody coming and you wanted to shoot him, there's other guns to do that.
No, it's just to me, I'm like, you put a couple more hoops of fire you got to jump through, the less dumbasses are going to do it. And the smart ones are going to be like, all right, cool. I don't need it tomorrow. I can jump through that hoop, and I can jump through that hoop like nothing because I'm a normal fucking human being.
Waiting period. This kid had these guns for a while. Like you,
they'll
could
always, and yes, but there will always be a way to do that. But what do we do? There's no way we're going to stop this. There's no way we're going to ground up guns. No. So all we can do is try and slow the flow of the dam. And that's the thing.
Can that even be done?
Well, you can at least try and put a couple of barriers up on the dam that's flowing at, you know, 100 miles an hour.
And I'll go a little different direction on that. All this bullshit with these people who are just throwing out bullshit ideas and bullshit conspiracy theories, that pisses me off. Because like the Alex Joneses, those people have blood on their hands, whether or not they actually pulled the trigger or not.
He's a fucking idiot. I mean, that's...
You know, and so like this Marjorie Taylor Greene, she has some kind of show, and I assume it's a YouTube show because it looks horribly produced. But so she said, and I do think she's crazy. Like
she is.
I believe, you know,
there is shit she says that just does not make sense.
Views. Yeah. But she, like, I think that's her thing. Like, she wants to have the most outlandish, craziest, hateful thing.
She's like the Jerry Springer. She's the Jerry Springer of
the House of Representatives.
Yeah, very much.
So It just made me laugh. Okay, that's just so perfect for every time I see her now. I'm going to think that Jerry Springer, she the House of Representatives.
It's like the latest issue I'm fighting is like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Because she said on her show, MTG Live, she's like, she said that the shootings that occurred on the 4th of July were designed to convince conservatives to push for more gun control legislation.
So she was saying it was bullshit? So she was saying right away, this is a fucking, this is a planned event. This is a...
So the liberals are planning these events to get the conservatives to go, well, I guess we need more gun control legislation. Yeah, like, oh my God, the number of people killed in the last 2 years, that was, you know, how it's like, well, that didn't work.
The thing is that whole conspiracy theory where it's like, oh, it's a side that's staging these events and these are actors and this is this or that. And the fucking insanity that Alex Jones does, and hope to God he drinks some fucking lighter fluid or something someday and just ends it all. But it's insane because you're talking about.
But there's somebody out there that heard it and was like, oh, yeah.
But you're talking about this idea.
And you're putting this thought into people's heads.
That could actually be accomplished.
They think that crazy thing, then they go out and do it. So then she said, and this to me is the most stupid justification I've ever heard. Two shootings, this is quote, two shootings on July 4th, one in a rich white neighborhood and the others at a fireworks display. She said on her show, it almost sounds like it's designed to persuade Republicans to go along with more gun control.
No,
went on to say that the shootings occurred as soon as America hit MAGA month, which I didn't even know was a thing, when there weren't widespread shootings during pride parades in June. So therefore, it's like, look, there wasn't any big mass shootings at the pride parade. So therefore, this is all some liberal thing to pass gun legislation. I'm like, and how is that working for the
And when you look at the people who actually were doing the shooting, how are you connecting them to any sort of conspiracy? If you're going to argue that, okay, argue it. Cool. Okay, then if everybody's hiding up the identity of the shooter or that's all disappearing, you got a case. But if we identify, this guy was this fucking asshole over here, or he's this loner this way, and it's kind of like he feels hopeless because we have a mental health crisis in our fucking country, then you kind of connect the dots and go, okay, that's why he did it. It doesn't make any sense. It's not justified.
Rationalization for your conspiracy theory is that nobody got shot up during a pride parade is pretty sad.
Well, exactly.
If we really had a problem, the gays would have been shot at. Like, what?
What?
It just makes no sense.
I can't take
it. But those people, I think, fuel a lot of this because a lot of those people, they believe these things, and then
there are chunks,
the more they hear, and the more it sets them up, and the more it pisses them off, until they're like, you know what? Everybody hates me. I'm this loner. I'll show everybody now. And then...
Yeah. There are chunks of our country that have basically been brainwashed. And it needs... I mean, and when that happens, you have to have some way to go in and not to brainwash them again, but to help them open their minds to see what exactly is going on, what's clogging the tube here.
And that's the tough situation because you do have the right of free speech. You can do this stuff. Yeah. You know, like you can be Marjorie Taylor Greene and have a show like that and say things like that. And she's a U.S. representative.
Like, that's a scary part.
She's a woman
part.
In power.
Let me ask you this.
To me, I just think that's a huge part of this problem, that the conspiracy theories, when the people with mental health issues dive in, like, it's a scary, that's a scary combustible situation.
It is. But let me ask, the idea of, I'm losing my thought now because I had a really good one. I can't, let me ask you this. You kept going and going and going. I can't think of what I was going to ask you.
Okay. Middle of the night, you're going to remember it. Damn it, that was a good point.
I'm going to start like texting you repeatedly, like over and over and over, until you like just respond, like shut the fuck up. Okay, okay. Let's go to our first story here of the day, which is we got the new one that we added in here. Let's where are we at?
That's a little 8-year-old boy.
Well, that was what we were going to talk about, wasn't it? That was our story.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I closed the window on it. So let me jump into this other one here first, and we'll get to that one in just a moment. This is the tip from a hero, a citizen that thwarted a mass shooting planned for a July 4th celebration in Richmond, Virginia, police say. This is from CNN. A phone call saved countless lives and prevented a potential mass shooting during a July 4th celebration in Richmond, Virginia, the police chief and mayor said Wednesday. The hero tipster overheard a conversation that a mass shooting was being planned for the celebration at the Dogwood Dell Amphitheater and called an information into police on July 1st, said Richmond Police Chief Gerald Smith during a news conference. The amphitheater seats 2,400 people, according to the city's website. The same day as the tip, police went to a residence at the 1,000 block of Columbia Avenue where they found weapons and ammunition. In total, police say two assault rifles, one handgun, 223 rounds of ammunition at the home, Smith said. One man was arrested Friday, and police put surveillance on a second person who was arrested Tuesday, the chief said. Both suspects have been charged with being non-citizens in possession of a firearm. They were planning to actually shoot up our 4th of July celebration, Smith said. We know what their intent is, but we don't have their motive. We do know that they lived in the same location. Both men are being held without bond at the Richmond County Jail, said Smith. Our officers quietly investigated the collaborated with the law enforcement partners in the community to stop what could have been a terrible day for the city of Richmond. Mayor Lever Stoney said, as we continue to live through an era, an age of mass shootings all around our country, no community is immune. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security said the FBI were also involved in the investigation. Smith said police did not elaborate further on plans for the mass shooting, but reiterated the importance of the tip. There's no telling how many lives this hero citizen saved from one phone call, Smith said. Public safety is our responsibility to all of us. The carnage in Highland Park punctuates an already bloody American spring and summer. During the past 186 days, more than 300 mass shootings. Let's hit that again. More than 300 mass shootings. And I'm not making light of it, but can we fucking realize that? Have happened in the U.S. according to data compiled by the Gun Violence Archive, a nonprofit tracking such incidents. So there you go. Happy.
It's like with all the horrible things, it's nice to know somebody got caught.
Yeah.
Before they could do it.
Yeah.
Because someone was paying attention.
Somebody finally got caught. There's just so many where it's like, Jesus, I mean, anybody can look at some of this shit and go, but we can't profile. We can't profile anything. I mean, and it used to be just about race. And now it's like, okay, can we profile like someone that I don't care what their race is, but they look like they're out of their fucking minds? Can we try and identify that? It's not about race. Profiling race is wrong. But can we look at, no matter what your fucking race is, if you look like you have a fucking mental condition that needs a little bit of fucking help, can we just not say, oh, go do whatever the fuck you want to do? Can we say, maybe let's check in. Let's just make sure you're okay. And if you're good, go. Cool. If not, you didn't fucking kill a bunch of people.
Well, and they're trying to get, and I don't know if some states, oops, I just hit the mic. I don't know if some states have passed the law. I think so, that, you know, if somebody has guns and there's a mental episode or some threats, that they can legally remove those guns from the home. So
how often do they even do that? I mean, I don't think they do.
Someone would have to call in and report it. Like, he's got
guns. Good luck with that.
He's off
It's like, this should happen, but it doesn't happen. And it's like, well, because it doesn't. It doesn't happen.
But so often people don't even know, like, how many guns somebody has.
No, they don't.
Oh, great. You came and got that one gun.
Well, and you've got it to this gun show or that way, and you give a fake address or not anything at all. Or what? I mean, there's so many. The idea that we're going to ever corral this in of like, we're going to keep guns. Like, fuck that. Just give up on that idea. But let's figure out more of a way of just securing things then that are more sensible and not just like, let's go back to everybody being on their honor. I mean, it's just. It all the people who have guns, maybe, you know, can we create like some of these there? I remember when I was a kid, there used to be, it was like the React team or something it was called. They weren't the police, but it was like this group of like volunteer citizens that would go and help at events and things like that and help kind of police things and keep things in order. Something like that, maybe, where we have people who are maybe armed, but, and they're doing it because they're passionate about it and they really just want to make sure everybody's safe and this or that, something of that nature. If we're not going to be able to fucking buy it or pay for it because our government's so fucked on what they're going to spend their money on, but maybe more of those sort of things in communities where it's a team of people that actually, you know, they're there because they want to do it. Cause I think there's a big passion for it.
I don't know. Then the first time you hire the wrong guy to do that, something happens.
You're right, exactly right. Every single thing. No, you're 100% right. And that's the problem. You have a solution, and the second you have it, there's a way to shoot it down. And I'm not saying you're doing it negatively. It's just, it is what it is. You're exactly right. I thought the same thing, too. How about man lights fireworks on his head?
And oh my God, explodes? This story bothers me because you know he wasn't just standing there by himself.
It explodes into his skull. The Fort Worth.
And it was a big,
Star
it was
Telegram.
Like one I think you should have put in the ground. It was one of those big ones.
Yeah. A 43-year-old man lit a firework on top of his head, resulting in a near sudden death in San Antonio, police say. Officers in San Antonio were called to a residential area, just after midnight on Tuesday, July 5th, following the firework mishap. According to the police report, first responders found the victim was suffering from severe head trauma with brain matter exploded from his skull. Police said that's always going to be fun to arrive to. The victim identified as, I think would just start throwing up immediately. Wouldn't you? I could not do that.
I couldn't imagine.
The victim identified as Bexar County Medical Examiner's Office as 43-year-old Pablo Ruiz died shortly after officers arrived, according to the police report. Ruiz's friend, who witnessed the fatal incident, said Ruiz had been drinking while he chose to light a mortar-style firework from the top of his head. Investigators believe it somehow exploded from the bottom of the tube and pierced the top of his skull. Okay, this is total an asshole question, but do we feel bad or do we just kind of go natural selection?
Well, I have like emotions about this because there's people there that saw it.
Well, yes, and they should never have to see that. But if somebody is dumb enough to do that, do we want to let them continue in this world where they're going to make other dumb choices that could possibly kill someone? Because if you're dumb enough to do that, you're likely to do a lot of other shit that could impact other human beings.
And I'm like, so did nobody just like, who wouldn't like, I can't even get it out. Like if you're at this fireworks display
It's in somebody's backyard.
They're shooting off all kinds
of shit.
They're
all drinking. They're all just like, oh, hey, my God, he's crazy. He's crazy. He's crazy. Shh. Boom. Fucking brain matter.
You know, did he say, like, I'm going to shoot it off? Or I'm assuming it's something that happened really fast and they couldn't prevent it. Because I hate the idea of, like, he did it, like, as a, like, watch this. I'm going to do this stupid thing.
Yeah.
And no, like, did they egg him on? Did, like, what? Like, I would have tackled someone before, you know, because there was lighting and involved. And they don't go off immediately. Like, those have longer, like, it's not like, like a firecracker. You light it, boom, it goes off 10 seconds later. Those, like, you have to light it, and it takes a few, yeah. I would say, I don't know how long, 10, 20 seconds before it actually goes off.
Yeah.
I would even think maybe more than that.
Yeah.
That's a mortar. Like, it's not like you just, with your lighter, light it, boom, it goes.
No, you should get away. I mean, the idea of putting this on your, I mean, it's insane. It's utterly insane. I mean, this weekend, and this is airing, well, this actually is not airing that far out, but over the 4th of July weekend, we had a party in our house, in our backyard, and several friends, and we had a system going of very safely putting our fireworks together, how we're going to light them off, one light, the one person going away, and we positioned, everything was very systematic. And we're also, but we're also far enough away too, should something go wrong, no one's going to get hurt. And that's just, some people are just dumb with it. They're just like, put it right here in front of everybody, light it off. It's like, we were way the fuck out there, and it was a great night. Everything went perfectly. We did have one that actually went off lower on the ground, but because we weren't dumbasses, it just went off and no one was harmed because they were all far enough away. Sometimes it just kind of comes down to not being an idiot.
I just think it's sad there was people there.
No, completely. I don't even know what to, you know. It's just completely fucked up. We've kind of touched on the Highland Park thing earlier. How deep do you want to dive into that?
I don't know. Everybody knows what happened and that it makes no sense.
I mean, the only thing
I hear about that little 8-year-old.
The only thing I would do, I mean, I'm just so angry at the parents, and I would just, I mean, I could just go on fucking rants forever. You know how I get on people like that. Like the same with like Gabby Petito's parents, or not Gabby, but the Brian thank Landry's God. Parents.
Yeah.
How fucking, and now they're being fucking charged. Thank God. But it's just the fucking principle in people. Like when people just do not have basic human decency, that is where it's like such a trigger to me. And it's silly because I mean, I don't get triggered by much, but when it comes to like things like that, I'm just like, oh no. You're not going to continue on like this. And I want to like correct them. I know I really can't. But that's such a trigger to me. It's silly. I don't know.
It's just, the whole thing is just so upsetting.
No.
No, there's just, you know, there's a 2-year-old whose parents were murdered.
Yeah.
You know, the poor little guy's walking around by himself.
It was, I mean, there was the shooting recently up at Christmas time in, I think it was Germantown or somewhere around there in near Milwaukee, Wisconsin, which is where I'm from. And I remember seeing that, and we were up there at the time. We were not in Milwaukee, but we were about an hour away from where the shooting happened. And it just, I mean, I had ideas of going down there, like maybe like, let's go see one of those kind of cool parades in a, you know, a little closer to the bigger city and stuff. And it's like, thank God we didn't. But now it's but the thing is like now, I mean, it's like, well, it only happens in so many areas. Like, what are the odds of it happening to you? And that's what I hear from a lot of fucking idiots. It's not that. It's the psychological toll
that it takes on a parent at that age? Because I hear from a lot of people who are not active parents, people who are like fucking older. They already have their kids. They're and Greg, it's not on your immediate mind anymore. But when you have the kid that is 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old or younger, and you constantly see this shit like parades, things that you loved going to as a kid, things that you'd love to just share with your kids because it's like a rite of passage, and you can't. Or if you can, you're taking a risk and you got to run, and that runs through your mind. And it's not that pure, just happy, I want to share this with my kids anymore. We got to run all this crazy shit through our heads. And we,
and that's
just
what that parade was for so many people. It was a happy thing. And they went year after year. They took their kids.
And we just sit here and we're just like, we can't do anything about it. We're like, the fuck you can't. The fuck you can't do shit about it. We can. We're just too fucking afraid to point out differences and shit and say, this is wrong. Something needs to be done. Let's fucking help somebody. Like, oh, no, can't offend anybody. And the extreme liberalism is what fucking destroyed it. It was so fucking extreme that we got to this point of we can't identify anything that may be different.
I like, you and I could probably spend the next 2 hours talking about that, but I think it's more than just that. I think that's very simple, but I think that
I've been a liberal, but I'm just the extreme seems to have done this.
And that's what I'm going to say. There's a lot of factors that I don't think is what has done this.
No,
I'm going to disagree. I think that, like what I was saying earlier about the conspiracy theories and, you know, all of this information that's coming at these people all the time, and they're believing things that are absolutely not true.
Yeah.
And they get caught up in it, or the, you know, white supremacy. So there's a whole right wing crazy component to a lot of it.
There is completely. You're exactly right. But just to like trying to reason things
illness.
Down, we just try
it's
to
mental illness that. Yeah. Is the overriding issue. So when you have someone who has some mental illness and then they start, you dive
we have mental illness,
tons of stuff to feed it.
But the problem is there's so many liberal policies that allow the mentally ill to just do whatever the fuck they want.
And I won't even say those are liberal policies. They're just the policies.
They were instituted
exactly
in those areas.
What it is
that's where they were instituted by people in that area.
I don't know what policies are that you're talking about.
And again, I've been a liberal. I'm not anti this. I'm just pointing out just here's facts.
But I don't know what the policies are you're talking about.
I can't identify them word for word. But so many of these.
For me, I don't think there's a policy or anything. I mean, I kind of get your general idea.
There's been a lot of things of. There's actually been on both sides. I should say that. Because Reagan is the one who actually kind of let go of all of the mental health facilities in our country. All the state hospitals and things all fell under him. But there's been other things beyond that on the other side that then just kind of just let everything go to hell, where we're not really taking care of people in a very good way. Not that we were doing a great way before, but it just seems to always be working against each other.
I just think it's a whole society of things. I think I don't think it's one thing. I can't say it's the liberal policies. My point, I guess, that I'm trying to make is I think it's a very, very, very complicated issue.
It is.
And you can never rein in the guns. That shit ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
They're already out there. So I don't think there's any easy answers for any of it.
Yeah.
And that's what's sad.
There is. No, you're exactly right. There is not. I mean, I can spout off on a box of Captain Crunch for a few moments and it doesn't mean anything. But it's you know, everybody has these ideas of this and that. And I think a lot of people have really good intentions. It's just
the compass seems to be different for everyone, and that's what fucks everything up.
You know, it's just like, oh, well, we got to take away their guns.
Yeah.
Well, that ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
But I think the problem is that a lot of these people who do it are loners. They don't have a lot of friends. And there's people, they're posting on these websites, these kind of undergroundy sort of websites and shit. You know, a lot of these people are on those.
Yeah. Why are we not aware of these? Yeah. Why are we not aware of these? Why is our government not able to dig into that?
Oh, and they're totally aware of that stuff.
Then why are they doing nothing?
Because I think there's so many people saying the same shit. So when you have 10,000 people on a website going off on a topic, is the guy who really is going to follow through? Yeah. You don't know.
And I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but here's another argument on this. What if they're seeing it and they're just letting it happen?
Who knows? I mean, I can't say yes or no. I don't know.
Yeah.
The CIA, or I guess it's FBI issues if it's in the U.S. I never understand who's in charge of what. Homeland Security, I don't know.
I feel like there's so many things going on right now that are just so focused on like our mental state and what we're going to believe and what we're not going to believe. And it just seems like such a mind fuck right now. And I just wonder, like, what are they, how far are they going to try and groom people one way or this way?
I'm just telling you, I think a lot of the problems are these conspiracy theorists and these people that are putting, they're people who already have mental instability.
Yeah.
They are feeding that instability, and then they're finding like-minded people on the internet where they're like, yeah, go do it. You know, we could really go on another hour, but real quickly, there was a swatting incident, and these guys don't even know each other. They're just playing games on the internet, and they ended up swatting somebody here in town. The guy gave him the wrong address. They go to the guy's house, and the police shot him.
I read that the other day.
This week, that cop who'd already shot somebody else,
the guy
literally was out on his porch for 6 seconds. Maybe it was 7 in his defense. Maybe it was 7 seconds. But he shot him. The guy literally just walked out onto his porch, has no idea what's going on. Maybe he went to pull up his pants. I don't know. And they shot him in 6-7 seconds.
Whoa. Six, seven seconds. What are we talking about?
The swatting incident.
That is the incident. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so that's an innocent guy. The guy online... who gave him goes, yeah, go ahead, swap me. Here's my address.
Yeah.
And gave him the wrong address.
And that's somehow like a normal thing. I was reading about that the other day with gaming.
But that's the kind of crazy ass shit that goes on in the world.
Exactly. Yeah. We had a swatting incident in our workplace one day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the same sort of thing. It wasn't about gaming, but we had a salesperson that was involved with some shady shit. And somebody swatted the radio station.
And nobody died, thank God.
No, thank God. But there was like people outside the windows.
But, you know, that's my point. It's like there's so much shit going on the internet where these people feed off of each other.
Yeah.
You know, so there's people, you know, somebody will get online and it's like, you know, they'll be... oh my God, you know, life's so bad. I want to kill myself. And there are people who will say, do it.
Yeah.
Like the girl who had her friend.
Yeah.
And she's texting him, do it. Like it's just a really twisted society we live in. So I think that the issue is so complicated.
It is. I mean,
I can't point to one thing.
No. And that's the problem. We can all let go this, but it's a cornucopia of shit. It's not just one thing. It is
a cornucopia of shit.
It is. It's a cornucopia of shit. And one thing is not going to solve anything. It's like, what the fuck is going on this whole mushroom of bullshit that's coming down upon all of us?
But, that was kind of poetic. The mushroom of bullshit and the cornucopia of
shit. You like that?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I'm kind of proud of that. It's almost as poetic. As you know, our friends Brooks and Dunn, you know. almost as poetic. Almost, you know. Yeah, okay. Thanks, Brooks. And done. All right, that's going to wrap up this episode of True Crime.
Of our big discussion.
Today. It's fun. I got to turn this off. It was a good discussion. I love it. It was so much fun just to kind of dig into things. Even though we kind of disagree on things, that's fine.
That's okay.
That's okay.
You and I love each other. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. We can hear both sides and it all exactly. works out good. All right. Be sure to press subscribe every download podcast and don't miss any of our episodes wherever you do download podcasts. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts as well if you can. Thank you so much. Good night.
True Crime Today. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our full episodes, breaking news updates, and daily briefs from True Crime Today.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.